Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts, and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coasts of Egypt. Earth in the land. If there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew, locusts or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer, O, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people? He spake, and the locusts came and caterpillars, and that without number, and did eat. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth all of them by bands. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. There shall the fire devour thee. The sword shall cut thee off, it shall eat thee up like the cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm, make thyself many as the locust. Thy crowns are as the locusts, and thy captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey, and to the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not